A new survey by the American Psychological Association suggests people are more politically stressed in 2017 than they were last summer. From WHYY's Behavioral Health Desk, Anne Hoffman reports that prior to then, overall stress levels were declining.
The American Psychological Association has been polling people about stress for the past 10 years. They survey around 3,000 people meant to accurately represent the United States. In August, they included questions about politics and the election.
Because the results were so striking related to stress and the election, we actually went out for the first time again and polled in January.
That's Dr. Lynn Bufka, who works at the association. They found that between August and January, average stress levels rose in a statistically significant way. More than half of participants said the current political climate is a very or somewhat significant source of stress. 59% of Republicans said the future of the nation was a significant source of stress for them. 72% of Democrats said the outcome of the election was stressful. Bufka says it's possible that people tend to be less stressed in August than in January, but some therapists locally say they are seeing it.
I would say at least half of my sessions each week, you know, there are concerns that patients are bringing about the political situation or fears that they have specifically about themselves or friends or loved ones and how things that are going on are going to impact them quite directly.
That's Dr. Tamar Chansky, who practices in Plymouth Meeting. She says she's never experienced this level of political worry before in patients. Thea Gallagher, a psychologist at the Center for the Treatment and Study of Anxiety at Penn, says her patients cite looming uncertainty about the future.
And so I think for a lot of people, it's about how to manage that stress with tolerating the unknown, because still they have to go live their lives or be productive in their day-to-day life in the present.
Her job, she says, is to help people stay in the moment and not get too caught up in anxiety. She says that for people who don't feel any political anxiety, now is an opportunity to have deeper conversations with others. More meaningful dialogue across the political aisle couldn't hurt either, she says. Anne Hoffman, WHYY News.